how do I build my confidence? How do I access my confidence? I really need to be more confident. A very large percentage of our clients came to us with that as one of the main things that they want to work on. And work on it we did. So because this is such a huge topic, I want to cover this in the podcast. And I want to show you how you individually, you as a unique human being, can cultivate unconditional confidence and feel great about it. I want to show you how to cultivate unconditional confidence. And I'm going to explain what that is without feeling like a jerk, without feeling bad about it, without feeling like you're doing something wrong, without beating yourself up. Unconditional confidence. Get ready for it, friends. Stay tuned. Welcome to the People Stack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical leader. I'm Jen Funk. I am a career coach and co-CEO of the People Stack, along with my husband, Rob Allen. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the People Stack, please check out our free training at training.thepeoplestack.com. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts that our clients have used to command 300, 400, 500K plus salaries as tech leaders while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. And now, without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. For so many of our clients, one of the key shifts, breakthroughs that they had was in being able to cultivate unconditional confidence. And I'm going to explain what that is in just a minute. But I first want to highlight why this is so important. Because when you don't have unconditional confidence, you're not able to create from your true level of potential. You're not able to access all of your knowledge, your skills, your abilities, your beliefs, your superpowers in the best way, in the most powerful way, in the most compassionate way possible. So then what does that mean for your results? That your results are not as good as they can be. Your career results are not as good as they can be. The amount of money that you're making is not as much as it could be. The amount of impact that you're having on your team, on the company that you work for, is not as much as it could be. The amount of joy that you're feeling, the amount of freedom that you have, yeah, financial freedom, but also time freedom and all the other kinds of freedom. The amount of freedom that you have is not as much as it can be, and that hurts, especially if you're one of our ideal clients, because if you're one of our ideal clients, either you're a client who's worked with us, so you know you're an ideal client, or if you're a potential client sitting there, if you're one of our ideal clients who's in the sweet spot of whom we can help, this hurts, like emotionally, metaphysically, spiritually, to not be living your potential, your true potential. It's an existential pain. It's an existential angst. It's this existential, like, I'm carrying this rock up a hill and I don't need to be, but how the hell do I put it down? I don't know how. So that's what happens when you're not able to cultivate unconditional confidence in a way that feels good to you. It's like, okay, I can pretend to be confident. I can act like an asshole or a bitch and, you know, see how that works out for you. No. We're talking about authentic confidence that is not conditional on any external outcomes. That I am able to access that confidence whenever and wherever I want to, regardless of the external circumstances. Regardless, I can access that confidence in my ability to generate income, regardless of what my bank account says right now and how much I owe. I am able to access my confidence in being able to have an impact on my team, even when I just had to fire two people and resources are low and we're about to lose a client. I am able to access my confidence, especially when the shit hits the fan. Even when the external circumstances are not what we want. That's what unconditional confidence is. So when you're able to access, right, you cultivate this, you grow it within you, you're growing the access within you. What I believe is that confidence is there. You know, so sometimes the way that people phrase it, we can have some fun with this, like, where did my confidence go? You know, help me find my confidence. Where did it go? It's right there. It's always within you. It didn't go anywhere. What we're wanting to do is cultivate your ability to access it. Instead of pinching yourself off like a hose. You know, if you think of your confidence as like a hose, and the outcome of that confidence is the water coming out of the hose. And when it's flowing, it's awesome. There's no kinks and it's great and it's fabulous and we can pressure wash a whole house with it. But what happens when you put a kink in the hose? If you're pinching yourself off from that stream of confidence that's there, the water pressure is there, but you're pinching yourself off. You've put a kink in the hose. Ah, okay. So then the question becomes, it's not how do I find my confidence? How do I build confidence? The confidence is already there. There's nothing to build. All it's about is removing the kinks and letting go. And stop pinching yourself off. Let go of the hose and let it flow. So when you are able to do that, then you're able to access your highest potential. Most of the time. We're human, so it may not be all of the time, but most of the time, and especially when the going gets tough, that's there, that confidence is there. So what does that mean? You're gonna show up to the negotiation table with the highest level of confidence. And you're gonna be able to show up like the badass that you are and not leave tens of thousands of dollars on the table. So you're able to earn what you're worth. You're able to ask for that promotion, ask for that raise in a way where you are shining, you are like at the highest vibe of who you are. And when you're with your team, and if you need to fire someone, you will do it, and you will not be scared to do that because you know that that's what's best for them. And that's actually what's best for your team as well. So you're gonna continue on the path and okay, we're gonna hire someone new. I've never hired someone before. Okay, this is the unconditional confidence, right? I've never hired anyone before. I've never really done it well. I'm gonna do it well. I'm gonna access that unconditional confidence. Even though I've never done this before, I have the confidence that I'm going to figure it out and get resourceful and lean on the expertise of others to get this done. So in other words, when you're able to cultivate unconditional confidence and able to access that whenever you want, it's like confidence on demand. Whenever I want it, I can feel it. Imagine the possibilities in terms of your experience and the results that you're going to get in your life and your career. And if you want to, I invite you to pause this right now and really feel into those possibilities. I have a never-ending flow of confidence. I have confidence on demand. What's possible? What am I gonna do? What's inevitable? What's my dream? Oh man, I actually realized I'm dreaming too small. So figure out your why. That's your why right there. So in order to explain how, now that we've covered the why and the what, I've explained what unconditional confidence is and why it's so important, and everyone's gonna have a different why, and that's correct. That's correct. I'm priming the pump a little bit with some potential ideas around increased income, increased impact, increased freedom, increased fun, better relationships, whatever it is, it's available to you. So now that we know the why and the what, let's talk about the how. And so the short answer to this question is it depends. And so what I mean by this in this particular context is that at a higher level, if we talk strategy here, the way that you're going to cultivate unconditional confidence and have confidence on demand is by figuring out for you what you need to do to remove the kinks from the hose, what you need to do in order to let go of that hose so that you're no longer pinching yourself off from the endless stream of confidence that exists for you. And for everyone, that answer is going to be slightly different. What do you need to let go of? What do you need to allow? This is about belief shifting, identity shifting. And this is a huge piece of the work that we do with our clients who work with us. And for some of you, you may be able to do it on your own. And so I want to at least give you some tools so that you can begin the process. And for those of you who might need help, then you know how to reach out to us, thepeoplestack.com/book, thepeoplestack.com/book. So the way that I'm going to describe this is actually a conversation that I had with Rob, with my husband, the love of my life, and also co-CEO of the People Stack, some time ago. And so it was a conversation where Rob told me he was open to coaching on this. It doesn't happen all the time, but it's really fun when it does. You know, you don't always want to be coached by your spouse. Sometimes it's just not fun. It's like, it's okay, hon. I get that this is your expertise and this is your zone of brilliance, but no, I'm not really open to coaching on this right now. In this particular instance, he was. So Rob gave me permission to share the details of how our coaching conversation went. And so what I want you to notice here is what he shifted and how he was able to go from a place of, I'm not able to cultivate unconditional confidence, or I don't know, to a place where it was a resounding yes. I can access and I can cultivate that unconditional confidence, yes. And I was able to get him here because he is who he is and because we are who we are. I was able to get him there in a matter of a 20-minute conversation. This is not typical, I will say that, in terms of results. Rob has been doing a lot of internal work, as I have, for the last decade, two decades. And also, we know one another, and also, this is it's my zone of brilliance, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I want to give you the way the conversation went so that you can reverse engineer the questions that I asked so that you can ask these to yourself and identify for you what exactly you need to let go of. Identify for you how to remove that kink in the rope, that kink in the hose. So here's how the conversation went. And also it's a nice illustration of how this absolutely can happen, and it's possible for it to happen in the span of a 15 to 20 minute conversation, even though the results are not typical, even though it takes longer for most people is what I'm saying. Rob and I, this was some time ago, we were talking about, I landed on this idea of unconditional confidence. And I was like, wow, you know, it's not just about confidence, it's about unconditional confidence. And I explained to him what it is, and he was like, yeah, this is cool. You know, this is great. This is definitely something that we want to talk to clients about. And I said, okay, I want to understand this a little bit more. I want to figure out, I know what my own views and my own journey has been in terms of cultivating unconditional confidence. Can I use you as a guinea pig here so that I can kind of test some of my ideas and test some of my coaching strategies around cultivating unconditional confidence? He's like, okay, cool. Yeah, I'm open to coaching on that. Okay, great. So I asked him, are you able right now to cultivate unconditional confidence? And that's a question I encourage you to ask yourself. And this is yes or no. This is a yes or no question. Are you able to cultivate unconditional confidence? Answer that for yourself. Rob's answer was, I don't know. I know you want me to say yes, but that's not being true. That's not being honest. That's not meeting myself where I'm at. It doesn't feel like a no, but I just don't know. And then, I'm not gonna go through the whole transcript of the conversation because obviously I don't remember it, but through a series of questions, and it's the questions that matter here because these are the questions I want you asking yourself. Through a series of questions, we were able to identify where he needed to let go and where he needed to shift. So the questions that I asked him were, what's in the way? In other words, what would make it a hell yes? What would have to happen in order for you to say, hell yes, I can cultivate unconditional confidence? Answer that question for yourself. What would need to happen? What would need to be true in order for me to say, hell yes, I can cultivate unconditional confidence? Are there good questions here, which I most likely asked Rob in this conversation? This part of the conversation was a little blurry because it was more of the exploration piece of it, the getting to know where his beliefs are at and, you know, being a mirror to him part of the coaching conversation. But other good questions are, well, what's in the way? Also, why not? Right, if the answer is no, I can't cultivate unconditional confidence. Why do you think that is? Why not? What's in the way? Another great question is, what's preventing you? Right. You can kind of frame it that way. You can frame it in terms of what needs to happen, what has to be true in order for me to cultivate unconditional confidence. You could also ask yourself, what's preventing me from cultivating unconditional confidence? And again, I encourage you to pause this video and pause the audio and write down any of these questions that resonate with you and really ask them to yourself. Journal about them. Talk them out. Do a voice memo. Like, really go there and answer them. Don't give the right answer. Give the true answer. We're not looking for what's right here. We're looking for what's true. Because if you just go for what's right, you're not going to shift. But if you find the truth, then you're going to be able to shift this in a really profound way. So through asking Rob this series of questions, what what he said was, all right, I'm getting there, but I need to give you an analogy here that's coming to mind. I said, okay, cool. What's coming? What's on your mind? What feels relevant? What feels like a good parallel analogy here? He's like, it's about my ability to write JavaScript. And I was like, this is where wife Jen and coach Jen, I admit, had a little bit of an intermingling. I was like, all right, but I'm giving you a really short leash here. It's like, we're talking about confidence and you want to talk about JavaScript? He's like, yeah, I know. I understand that it may not feel relevant, but it does feel relevant to me. I was like, okay, cool. How is learning and your skill in writing JavaScript similar here? And he said, well, I'm pretty good at writing JavaScript. Not as good as I used to be. I don't do it as much anymore, very barely ever, but I definitely did it earlier in my career. And so I'm okay at it. But, you know, there's definitely other people who are way better at it than me. And I feel like that's what's in the way for me of saying, hell yes, I can cultivate unconditional confidence. And that right there for me was the moment as a coach, I was like, all right, we got it. We're almost there. We've almost reached the juicy center of where you need to shift. I'm almost there, but let's ask a few more questions just to validate, just to confirm that I'm hearing and I'm reading between the lines properly for what you're saying here. So there's multiple pieces of this. You know, again, this is for Rob. This may be your experience too with it, but the goal here is to get to that juicy center. And the juicy center for Rob was around this, it's a skill, and there are other people that are better at it than me, so that's why I can't say hell yes. So I said, okay, interesting. Do you see cultivating confidence as a skill? He said, yeah, 100%. I see it as a skill, and that there are other people that are better at it than me. I said, okay. Is it true that cultivating confidence is 100% a skill? I'm like, well, yeah. Is it not? It's like, maybe it's not the way that you're asking the question, right? And this is why I asked the question that way. So what I asked him, again, a question you may want to ask yourself if it feels relevant to get to the juicy center of where the shift is available to you. Where does confidence come from? What is the source of confidence? What do you believe? And he was like, very rarely is Rob speechless, and so I take that as a win. And he's like, that's a good question. I do believe that there's a source of confidence. I can't put into words what it is. And I said, well, for me, the source of confidence is life of force. For me, the source of confidence is the source, capital T, capital S. For me, the source of confidence is what some people call God. For me, the source of confidence is the universe. It is the energy that creates worlds. The energy that created the rings on Saturn, the energy that creates life, is the source of confidence. It's like, does that land for you? It may not be exactly the words that you use, but is that about what you believe? He was like, yeah, I just never thought about that before. Okay, so is cultivating unconditional confidence 100% a skill then? Yeah, I see. It's not the same as JavaScript, is it? Well, that was silly. But it was that silly, well, I have this analogy and I want to bring it up and it might be silly and it might feel irrelevant. That was the thing. And so that's why as you're going through this process for yourself, encourage the silly things to come forward because there may be wisdom in it. And so then I was like, okay, yeah, this is it's way more than just a skill, right? So then what I said, that's a part of it. Right, it's like, this isn't right or wrong, but yeah, yes, part of it is a skill to cultivate confidence. Like it's about habits. It's about building that muscle of accessing. Yeah, that's a skill. Just like writing JavaScript is a skill. There's an aspect to this that is not skill-based at all and that is always available to you. So let me ask you right now. I asked Rob, I'm asking you. If you could you access, if you wanted to, could you access that unconditional confidence right now? Yes, I can. Hell yes. Got a hell yes from him. Good. Great. So when you get a hell yes, it's like, okay, I'm on the right track here. I'm getting to the truth. Not what's right or wrong. I'm getting to the truth because that's a whole body yes. So Tim Ferriss and others talk about this whole body yes. That's a hell yes. If I wanted to, could I access that unconditional confidence right now? Yes, hell yes. No hesitation. Boom, got it. We're almost there. So then it's like, okay. So what I'm hearing you say is that there are times that you can access that unconditional confidence and that you do, and that there are times that you can't and that you don't. Yeah, that's right. And I said, congratulations, you're human. And that's what I'm saying to you as well. There was a lot getting in the way for Rob here. This idea of, well, it's the skill, but forgetting, ignoring even the metaphysical, spiritual, religious aspect of this. What's the word for it? Almost can't find words for it, but we do find words for it aspect of it. The esoteric aspect of confidence. And there's very likely an esoteric aspect of JavaScript as well, or any skill. So that's an interesting side note, right? Okay, yeah, there's an esoteric, ethereal, almost indescribable aspect. Metaphysical, universal, spiritual aspect of confidence, yeah. And that's a part of it that's worth tapping into, and actually, that's a huge part of it It's like, so that was a part of it for Rob. Another part of it was playing the comparison game. So note for you in your life in general, and it's particularly around the confidence piece of it, are you playing the comparison game? That person's better than me, so therefore I can't be confident. Watch out when you're playing the comparison game, because when you play the comparison game, you always lose. We're all walking each other home. You are a uniquely amazing individual human being, just as everybody else is. And you have the ability to access that universal source of confidence just as everyone else does. Are other people more practiced than you are? Yeah, that may be the case. But don't play the comparison game, because when you're playing the comparison game, you're pinching yourself off. You're putting a kink in the hose of that universal flow of confidence. So it was like, yeah, I'm playing the comparison game. And Rob's done enough work around comparison game stuff that he was just able to see and, okay, yeah, I can let that go. And then the other aspect of it was perfectionism. Because I asked him, is there a part of you that thinks that you need to score an A on this, otherwise you fail? I was like, yeah, kind of. I was like, okay, we'll cut that shit out. Right? That's the congratulations, you're human piece of it. There's like this level of, I can't say hell yes unless I get an A, unless it's 100%. And that is not relevant here, and it's not relevant to a lot of things. So stop beating yourself up for not getting an A+. Stop beating yourself up for not being able to access your unconditional confidence 100% of the time. You're human. You're having human experiences. You're going to experience times when you're not able to access that unconditional confidence that you know is there because you're triggered, because you're stressed, because it's so new. Yeah, got it. Good, I'm human. And then you get back to, well, that confidence is still there. I can access it if I want to, regardless of external circumstances. Yeah, I know that's the truth now. All right, so then what do I do? And then what do I say? And then how do I act? And then what do I decide? Not necessarily in that order. So stop beating yourself up is what some of you need to hear. And that's definitely what Rob needed to hear. This is the journey. This is the human journey. There are times when I screw up. There are times when I fail. Yeah. Does that mean I am a failure? No. There are times when I'm not 100% confident. Okay. But does that mean that I don't know that there is an ultimate source of confidence that I can always access? No. I know. I know, I don't just think, I don't just believe, I don't just hope. I know that there is an endless stream of confidence that is always available to me if I want to access it. And the game, the skill, the cultivation here is learning, growing, getting better at accessing that endless stream of confidence that is always there for you to access. That's the journey. And one other thing that I want to add here, one other note, if you want to take this to an even another level and expand it even more, replace the word confidence with any other value, with any other quality that you want to cultivate, that you want to access. Love, light, joy, prosperity, abundance, happiness, desire, whatever it is. There is an endless stream of love, light, joy, prosperity, abundance, desire for you to access. Where am I pinching myself off from it? Where am I most likely unintentionally putting a kink in that hose? Because we don't mean to do that. We don't want to do that. Oh yeah, let me just make myself, let me make myself in my life harder. Let me struggle. Let me suffer. Like, we don't want to do that. But yet we do And it's beneath our awareness. And so what I'm saying is shine a light on the awareness. Go there. Where are you pinching yourself off from the energy that creates worlds? And like I said, this conversation with Rob was able to happen so quickly, and he was able to have such a profound shift because of the work that we've been doing together and separately, and because of who we are. We're coaches. Although, you know what, asterisk, coaches often make the worst clients. I will admit to that, right? But that's why he was able to access it so quickly, is because he's been doing the work. And for some of you, it's, well, what's the work? What's my work? What are the habits and the rituals and the shifts that I need to make in order to even get to a place where I even can believe, not just know, that there's an endless stream of confidence available? For some of you, you're not there yet, and that's cool, but you want to be. For some of you, you're there. Like, oh yeah, I get it. There's an endless stream of confidence. There's an endless stream of love. There's an endless stream of peace and joy and all of the other fun things and wonderful and expansive things in life. I'm just not practiced enough yet to be able to say, to be able to be confident in my access of confidence. And that's cool too. Meet yourself where you're at. And if you're someone, if you're listening to this, and this is really resonating, and you want to leverage your continually growing abilities to access your confidence, and you want to access your confidence even more and cultivate that unconditional confidence, and you want to leverage that to build your dream career and dream life, and you're ready to go on that soul-expanding, sometimes uncomfortable, but that's not required, journey of building your dream career and your dream life, and doing it in your way, and doing it in a way where you don't feel like a jerk, where you don't feel like it's wrong, where you don't feel like it's a struggle, then it just may be a fit for us to work together. And the best way to find out if it is to have a conversation. Right now, you are this, speaking of ethereal, group of people on the internet who I have not yet met. And there's many of you who we're meant to meet. And we're meant to find out, are we a fit to work together? And so if that's calling you, book a call with us. thepeoplestack.com/book. thepeoplestack.com/book. You can. You will, if you want to, if you decide to devote yourself to it, cultivate and access that unconditional confidence that is always there. And you can do it while feeling good. Well, not faking it till you're not faking it till you make it. You're not pretending. You're not acting like an asshole or a bitch. You're not lying. You're not making up anything. You're saying I don't know when you don't know, and you're saying it with confidence. You're able to hold your own with the CEOs of Fortune 5 companies because you have the confidence to have the conversation with someone who makes way more money than you do, has way more experience than you do, and has way more impact than you do. Does that matter? No. Stop playing the comparison game. It doesn't matter. You have an endless stream of confidence available to you, just like that other person, so you can hold your own in those conversations. And it can be fun, and it can feel authentic. You don't have to stretch the truth. You could tell that person, I don't know. I actually am unfamiliar with what you just shared. Tell me more. And you say it with such curiosity and such confidence, then that person has even more respect and even more trust for you because you're honest. That's what's available to you. That's what's available to you. And from that place, again, if you haven't done it, what's possible? How much more money? How much more impact? How much more freedom can you have? Will you have in your life? With an even more solid, stable, sustainable access to that unconditional confidence that is available to each and every one of us. Cheers, my friends. Aloha. Double shock is for you today. Big love, big hugs. Talk to you again very soon. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech leader at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our badass clients, our loyal listeners, every one of you who we've worked with. And I have to give a special shout out to my husband, Rob Allen. He's my co-CEO, the love of my life, PeopleStack Client Zero. And it is such a fun ride, finding new, ridiculously unreasonable levels of prosperity, joy, and fun with him every single day. And a quick thank you to Ketza for creating the catchy, inspiring theme music that we get to use in our podcast. We love each and every one of you. Big, big hugs, aloha, and mahalo.